Blog Talk Radio.
Return to claim the pyramid. Pardon on the mothership. I am the mothership connection. Get down in 3D. A light year groover. If you hear any noise, ain't nobody but me and the boys. Turn the motherfucker out.
Y'all ready to get down out there?
If you hear any noise, dipping your hip and come on to the mothership.
Doing the loose booty. Give me a little more foot up here.
The home of the P-Funk, the bomb. I bet your memory bank don't forget this, Funk. Swing down. I've been swinging.
your body. Yeah. Everybody move your body. Everybody swing down. Hey, y'all can do better than that, cause we got to get the mothership in here tonight. And it's gonna take energy to get the mothership in here tonight. Raise your hand. Together, y'all.
Let me ride.
Swing down.
Let me ride.
Somebody help me sing, y'all.
Let me ride.
After the mothership comes,
let me ride.
There will be no second coming.
Let me ride.
Come on, sing, y'all.
Let me ride.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Dry Bones Connection on Wednesday night. This is Antoinette, and tonight, Brother Eddie will be bringing up the old phrase, an apple a day will keep away. And I have as a definition, an apple a day keeps the doctor away is a common English language proverb that appeared in the 19th century advocating for the consumption of apples, and by extension, if one eats healthful foods, one will remain in good health and will not need to see the doctor often. Brother Eddie, are you with me?
Greetings, Sister Antoinette. Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You're loud and clear. You're good.
Great. Great, great. And to just echo that particular title of the class, that's that phrase, an apple a day keeps the doctor away, is a test that I'm basically putting myself to this test of eating an apple a day. So with that being said, it's teaching me all the varieties of apples, what apple has the highest content of fiber and, the different things, because all the apples are different, have a different sweet or tart
taste.
But, yes, I'm taking that to the test. That's my hidden reason for titling the class personally. But, again, being on the numbers, because how many things do we hear and we start repeating, or it runs in our minds and we never take the time to see the number behind each word, but most important, the phrase or sentence that's being made. And forgive me, family, I just got somewhat started dealing with what Antoinette had just read. Let me, again, thank you for being here, family. And as I always start with Ashe to the ancestors, namaste to the elders, and love, honor, and respect to the family and listening audience for your time and space, and most of all, this portion of your life that you're sharing with us. It is always greatly appreciated, and this is why I have to fall back when I miss doing that in the beginning. And it was an elder of mine, he's still here, still around, and told me how much that touched him, that touched me, that made sure that was one thing that I was definitely going to keep that was the same. And again, because thinking of Brother Billy, you know, which is an ancestor now,
yeah,
you know, and why he was here, being an elder, leaving us the information that he shared, these are the things that we must do with the elders that we still have living, and don't take anything that is said for granted.
Yes.
So with that being said, Sister Antoinette, let me give you the floor with any current events that you might have.
Well, first thing, I want everyone to know I did put in two shows that
Brother Billy
was on. I put the links in for those shows so that you will have that. And I have now, with the news, I'm sorry, y'all, forgive me, but the news is just basically the same every week. Every week is murder. Every week, you know, somebody's done something, or it's Donald Trump, or it's Biden, And, you know, it's really, it doesn't change. It's the same. So I did have something, and this is because this is something that just irks me. And I'm trying to get it open. But this is in regards to the children. And as always, these demons, because I call them demons, shooting, doesn't want to open. They're coming for the children. And they're doing this in California, where Garrison, can you say his name, Gavin? Newsom, Gavin Newsom, signs an anti-parent law. So the article is titled, "They're Coming for Your Children." California Governor Gavin Newsom signs anti-parent law. Now, children as young as 12 now can be relocated to government-funded residential shelter services in California for mental health or counseling related to their gender identity without requiring parental consent or doctor notification. So, I mean, that right there says enough, doesn't it? And
yes, it does.
It's the bill 665.
Hello?
Hello, it's bill 665.
Okay. Well, that's an 8.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it never strikes me funny. Never strikes me as a coincidence, you know, because it is funny now to me that we're able to see this, because if I'm able to see it, family, I'm going to share it so you see, you know, what I'm seeing. But we're seeing the same thing. Sister Antoinette and I were just talking about these certain things that we're all seeing and we're all aware of now. And I want everybody to think about that first article dealing with the news and how it is, but let's look at it in a bigger scope. That the media and the news job is to manipulate the population by a particular program. Programming at its best is what we're able to extrapolate right now. When we can turn from news channel, be it ABC, CBS, NBC, you know, WTT, whatever it is, where you are. Right now, the program is Israel and Palestine. All of a sudden, the previous programming of Russia and Ukraine has disappeared. It's not much being given to that, because the chaos is to keep us bombarded with one thing after another. And this is when we see the different media outlets and news echoing the same story, regardless of what slight spin they have on it. But they're pushing it in your face. It's for the reason that ties directly into the second story of the anti-parent law that is being talked about, dealing with these children that are dealing with mental health. Well, this is part of the psychological war family that we're in. Slowing it down. When we look at the war being psychological by number, psychological is 44. When we look at mental health is 44. When we look at mental illness, 44. This psychological war that we all talk about stems on the fear. Fear is 17, 8. Just like psychological 44 is the 8. The fear that they put in our face or through the discussions that now become prevalent from everybody that you hear, meet, somewhere when you're out and about in the public, you're hearing something about Israel and Palestine. No matter what, when it was Russia and Ukraine, when it was the coronavirus, because how often are we hearing about that now? We just got finished being drilled about the CDC upping the rate of the vaccine being given, pushing only for a second before we get another chaotic event that unfolds. This is the programming of what we are talking about, this paradigm shift of order out of chaos. We see the chaos. If you can recognize the chaos, then you already know without any question that you're on the side of order. If you can identify what's chaotic, what's crazy. See, but we know that we are a small group of individuals, and this is where the term minority will truly apply. Has nothing to do with color or race. Those that think like us are in a minority. This is why the majority of the time we're talking about chaos, killing, mayhem, craziness, stupid, silly. We can go on and on with what we are witnessing, but we are the witness. But more than the witness, we are the messengers to spread that good news that we are receiving. So this is definitely right up the alley of what I was going to mention, dealing with Israel now, because you're kind and you never, like, a, when you know the program is one-sided, is when you have no objective or no opposing opinion, like nobody, no other expert has an opposing opinion to what the media, what the news, what the government is siding with. You know, so that lets you know how unfair even the media, which is their job, they don't call it unfair. It's they just manipulate. Manipulation throughout. But that's their job, especially when the people are basically being played to the fact of no more than the Hegelian dialect. we keep creating some type of problem, be it national, international, worldwide, or what have you. We know the public's reaction because we've had these training drills throughout the decades. We can go all the way back and go through history and we know. And we have the solution. Well, what is the solution, family? It's after pushing those buttons to have everyone start thinking in some line of fear. Just so happened I saw the news and a lady was going into her house, and thank goodness that this, and she was a senior, was aware that somebody was coming behind her, and she had her keys out, family. She had her keys out that she was able to get in the door and close the door before this assailant came up with a gun trying to open the door and get in the door, but she had locked the door just that quick. But a second, either way, it could have been real bad. But he turns around and sees that it's a camera being filmed. He put his hand up and started trying to beat the camera down. You know, that's as much as they show on the news. Don't know if you knock the camera down. That's not the point. The point is being prepared, but showing that even when you think you're safe and you're at home and you're not being aware, things are now at that point where they're happening. And what we're looking at, what we keep talking about, the future, is truly AI and the capabilities that they have that they're going to be pushing real quick, dealing with home security, dealing with your car security, dealing with your work environment for security. They're testing these things already where, they're dealing with, as we said, voice recognition, dealing with your fingerprints, dealing with your eye print. All these things are being tested as we speak. These things are going to be set up to what we are already been talking about. We know this in the works called smart houses. And these particular apparatus to be set up as a security feature, that instead of your keys, your house recognizes your voice, and you have it up set to where it knows your eye. If you put it up to the eye hole, or you can touch it and it has your fingerprints, and you don't have to worry about a key. Same goes for your car. All these things are in a working process as we speak. This is why, as time goes on, we're seeing bike lanes. We've been talking about this now for a good 5 to 6 years. These bike lanes being put up everywhere in every city, all over, bike lanes, because that's what it's going to be for, as we say in the old Proverbs, the poor and the rich, no in between. Because the cars that, again, they're pushing, so we know it's coming, but it's for a particular reason. Everything has a reason. And, again, these cars that are hybrids, been pushing hybrids for over a decade now. But that's why these cars that are able to run on electricity and gas, they're pushing. It will next be that these will be a requirement because of the environment, because of the carbon of the classical automobile puts out with an engine and the way the combustible engine, the way it runs. So these are the things that they're going to use as far as again, helping save the environment, the so-called human carbon footprint, which is a lie. Because as humans, there's enough trees for each human to basically pull in all of the carbon dioxide that we exhale. This is why the air is so fresh, but it's getting stale, as we know. And if I start talking about the fires, we can always go back not that far to this Canadian fire that they just had during the summer, which with me, a lot of people will and are already sick because of all of this chemtrail that they call the residue of the Canadian fire that people inhale everywhere. I even had it back in June, in the first part of July, that 23 states were under a advisory alert of the air quality being so bad that it was toxic. So what do you think that did to people who were constantly breathing this? Because this, remember, was in June and July when it was really
with all the fire.
It was still felt all in August and September. It then started to smolder out until September as far as the wind carrying it downstream to us or here in the United States. So, again, now we're getting into the, well, we're already into that season of fall, autumn. A lot of people we've already know have already transitioned. A lot of things dealing with the astrology and as above have been taking place with the super full blue moon. We just had a solar eclipse. And it's no coincidence that solar eclipse is on 10/14 or 1/14. You turn it around, that's 411 information station. And this is what that particular event was sharing and releasing through the cosmic rays. And when even our minds aren't even thinking on this level to receive this energy that this particular event it emitted to us, because we were in awe of just looking up at what was happening to us. We are the event that's happening. But when we separate ourselves, even mentally, that's why as a man thinketh, so is he. We have separated ourselves from the whole, from the universe. The cosmos is giving us this energy and this change that we constantly talk about, family, all the time. But we're not receiving it full blast because mentally we're blocking off the essence that are being given and showered upon us because we've been duped into even looking and receiving it a different way on a physical and material instead of that spiritual level. And this is the energy of the spiritual that we're going through, the transformation, to be able to go to the fourth, fifth, sixth dimension and beyond. It's the mind that limits us from going these places. Places and spaces out there. But we're consumed with the physical and material stuff that we accumulate that binds us to a physical and material world. And it's not until we let go of all of the stuff, the unessentials, that we're able to evolve, elevate, and to rise, to go up. But that's why
a previous class was dealing with yes, I can before yes, we can. Knowing oneself first. And disengaging oneself from being bound by limitations due to a program word or a program system to see things blindly one way, like that's the only way. This is why those that are put in a category of being great see things differently, which we all do. Being able to tap into one's own greatness and to know what you are supposed to do, what you was put here for. It's no longer, you know, you trying to find yourself. You trying to figure everything out now. You have found yourself. Now figure it out. Start to see the spiritual lessons in the truth instead of the material lessons of gain or loss. I've gained this or I lost that. There it lets you know it's material, it's physical. But we've missed the spiritual lesson of truth. This is why most people can't handle the truth. Because that spiritual truth activates your behavior to be on that level. And this is why the actions speak louder than words. When the behavior does not echo what the words have described. So, let me slow down because, Antoinette, you just got into the first current event, and I know went into a thing, but it's no coincidence, again, that you brought those up, and these were the things that I was going to talk about anyway. So it all adds up in the end to me. That's why numbers don't lie. It adds. It's direct. It's direct. So what other...
Well, I have some good news.
Great.
An Atlanta boy who bought a school bus at 11, he was 11 years old, and he did that to teach financial literacy. He graduated high school at age 13.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I just thought that was just wonderful.
He graduated high school at age 13?
Yes.
Okay, great. That's that beautiful number there. 13 is that 4. That's God. So, that's, you know, that 5 and 4, you know.
Yes.
Second coming of Jesus Christ. Like I said, if that's the only thing we don't see the beauty in that story there that you just gave. You know, because, again, that's truth revealed. We now finding out truth that's being revealed of things that happened decades ago. When decades after Emmett Till, people want to tell the truth that basically fabricated that story.
Yeah.
And killed that young brother, you know. But stories like anything that makes us talk about, remember, and bring up Emmett Till keeps them alive, just like Brother Billy, you know. When we hear stories that remind us of a story that he gave, it's time to share that story and bring him up to keep him alive, because these stories recycle. Just like what I'm giving is the numbers stay the same, the names, words change, but the numbers stay the same. This is when we can see those patterns that recycle. And that's what's happening. But that was the other good feel-good story that you had?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. Great. And it's always good to hear something like that.
Yes, I mean, because we, but, you know, of course we have the bad. You know, we always mm-hmm. have the bad stories, so.
Yeah, well, that's,
and it's rare when I get a good one.
Yeah, but remember I said that's part of the chaos, the
yes.
craziness, you know, that they are pushing, you know, because fear is part of that, to keep people in fear. As long as discussions and the water cooler towers or the water coolers where people go get water at different businesses, you know,
yeah.
just shop talking, everybody's talking about the same thing. You know, you sit back and you listen, you know, that's a program. I got to hear that crap when I'm at home, on the
yeah.
news, or, you know, within a commercial somewhere, if I'm not looking at it, I got to look at a movie or something, not to see any commercial or anything that's driven. So, you know, again, movie has got me someplace that this program ain't. But, you know, if I get too wrapped up in movies, I'm going to miss a lot anyway. But, you know, I got to basically exhale somewhere, you know, to release a lot of this garbage that is being pumped.
Yeah.
Because you hear it at home, you hear it from families, from loved ones, from friends, you know, who ain't
yeah.
got nothing else to talk about because you got friends that, you know, ain't about that, you ain't going to hear that. But those who are wrapped up in that, because if we haven't figured out what we've been saying for so long, it's political theater, family. Political theater, like any other theater that we attend, get your popcorn, get your snacks, get your drink, get your smoke, whatever it is. Get in your easy chair, lay it back, and enjoy the show. See,
yeah.
We get caught up because we wrapped up in some garbage that ain't got nothing to do with us. Because at the end of the day, certain things do. Certain things do. Let me retract that. Certain things do. Like we see, we are going to see some type of backlash from this Israel and Palestine dealing with, just like we saw with Russia and Ukraine.
Yeah.
Immigrants coming from everywhere over the world now coming here is going to put a financial squeeze on Americans, not America. Because America is one of the players who are playing the Americans, the people. See?
Yeah.
So anything
well, also,
that... Go ahead.
Also, if they go to war, which they're already in, but they're talking about other countries participating in this war, and one of the countries, of course, is the United States. So this is a part of the apocalypse. You know, this is that last part in Revelation.
Well, that's what we have to even understand by the number now and stop just keep looking at the story the same way. Even when you look at when we think and we can relate it now if we want to, you know, the first will be last and the last will be first. Well, first comes to 29. The last part of this book that we've been talking about, Revelations, has been talked about for decades now, maybe even
yes,
centuries.
Yes.
So when we understand Revelations is 38, which is two. First is two. What's going to be last? Revelations is going to be first. That's what was last, Revelations. Well, it will be first, y'all. First for what? The new beginning. So we're seeing and living the Revelations because that's the first. We keep putting everything in a term of people, like we've been here for so long. Well, the first step that is last is that book that most people believe in or read from or remember, regardless of what it is, something about that book they've been taught that's instilled in them. So, again, that revelations that remember, most people that claim to be religious don't even want to talk about revelations because their mindset is it's the end. No, it's the beginning of an end.
That's right.
An end that's ending has, every end has a beginning.
Yes, we have a core.
But the way we've been taught, even like I said, the program dealing with the first part you talked about with the news, it's the same thing with that book. When people ask me, do I believe in it? Yes, but baby, nowhere like you do because you don't see none of it by number. I see all of it by number. And it makes so much more sense than anything I've been taught. See, and even when I start talking to those who claim to be so high up in education or whatever it is, in numbers, they're smart enough, I grant it, that they don't want to talk to me. So it's a smart thing to do. If you don't know about something until you learn about it, shut up because you look stupid.
Yes,
at least I got
true.
To that point now where, you know, those that need to be dealt with, I'm going to make them feel stupid. Because got off track a little bit, even understanding when we were talking about it's things that are sayings that basically it resonates with you, regardless if you know the number or not. It resonates like an apple a day keeps the doctor away. People don't know why it resonates. Well, how did it resonate? You remembered that shit. You ain't never heard it. You heard it before. You didn't forget it. Anytime you hear, you mean, I remember that. Why? It's the same number. Resonate is 32. 3 plus 2 is 5. An apple a day keeps the doctor away is 95. 9 plus 5, 14. 1 plus 4 is 5. When we start seeing 14 as the code, code is 14, the 5. The revealing starts. Revealed is 32. Revealed is 23. It's the same number. They just added the ED.
Yes. We
you
have
know.
A call.
So, okay, yes, it's always great to hear the family and let them share. Bring them in.
Okay. Brother Kwame, I believe this is Brother Kwame.
Good evening, Sister Antoinette, and good evening,
good evening,
Brother
how are you?
Greetings, my mighty elder. How are you doing this evening, brother?
Hey, I'm very grateful, man. You know, I sent you my little sign over my sink when you said you were
oh,
doing
I love
this thing
it, man.
About-
I love it. You mention it every now and then in different classes, but, yeah, I love it.
Yeah. And
oh, and you
that.
Brought something to memory. After you share what you share, I got to share this about an apple because I told the family I've been eating it for about the last 3 weeks to a month. I've been eating an apple a day, and I'm now learning about each and every different apple. I know we talk about apples when you be with your mom and y'all go to the orchard. So anyway, you go ahead. Let me digress so you say what you're going to say so you can enlighten us.
Right, and, you know, symbolically the apple is put at the beginning of the book, you know, in the Garden of Eden, and that's what they symbolized, but was it really an apple tree that Eve picked the fruit from? So,
yeah, it doesn't tell you.
Right, it doesn't tell you, but who was the one that decided to put the apple in there? You know, because you get Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, and she ate the apple. So the apple is it's a very powerful fruit, you know, and the thing about it is that in the way that it's shaped, it's almost shaped like a heart, Macintosh apple, it's almost shaped like a heart. And when you cut an apple in half, it starts.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very symbolic, and the medicine of the apple And the little sign, I think, says, you know, any man can count how many seeds in an apple, but only the Creator knows how many apples are in a seed. That's how powerful the meaning of symbology of the apple you know, and Eddie just shared, is that apple a day keeps the doctor away, because apples has a lot of nutrition and healing properties. Do you know that if you get burnt, you can cut a slice of apple and put it on that burn, and in a day or two it'll go away? You'll heal.
No.
The properties that's in the apple, you know, you make apple cider vinegar. It helps to put the balance back in your stomach. These are old medicine we use. And so the apple has a very powerful meaning throughout time. And the thing that we're seeing is that what you're saying is revelation is the ending but the beginning. Because once it's done, what next book is written to give you instructions for the next part of what is to come? It hasn't. So looking at, you know, what we're seeing in this whole fiasco that's going on, now I'm trying to understand something. If you're having a war against people that you're on the West Bank and they're on the East Bank, and y'all on the same piece of land, how warring against nations or warring against, but you are the same people. But even the thing about the history of Israel in 48 was refugees coming out of Europe that was given permission to come into the land. United States and Britain gave them the weapons. This is why United States is so backing of Israel, is because what they wanted them to go in and to take that land, because really the part of Israel being connected in the route that was supposed to be for the wandering children, the Israelites, is the thing that it's still, Israel is connected to what they call the Middle East, is connected to the continent of Africa. It's part of Africa, but they don't want to call it that. They want to give it a new name because the conquerors that went in, because the history of it is the Ottoman Empire. It really belonged to what was David and Goliath. And that was their land. When they talk about David and Goliath, those were the and I can't think of the name of what the nation of people that was. But anyway, those are parts of the history of the Ottoman Empire before that. And so you got to go back and look at that land was looked at because it was three factions of religion: Islam, Christianity, and Judaism. All of them have their space there on that one piece of land. So is it real? Because you say, is it real what's going on there? I don't think so, because, you know, what they can do all of these things about making it look like, but I'm trying to understand. Brother Eddie said it earlier when he said Ukraine and Russia not in the news, and everything is focused on Israel, protesting and out in the streets around the country doing the protests. But the thing is that's another distraction, because now you got all coming in from Ukraine with Russia, that fiasco is going on over there. And the thing about those refugees is coming in is that what is their religion? Judaism and evangelical.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have a war. You got Jews and evangelicals are coming in from Ukraine. Now you have the thing that's going on in Israel. Now you have these people that are now supposed to be refugees or escaping from there. So now you got a flux of refugees coming into this country, getting funded and getting taken care of. And then you have the immigrants that are there housing, you know, in New York and all of these big cities, is because what they're doing is they're repopulating the country. They're repopulating certain areas for the next part of their phase of 2030.
Yeah.
And the thing that they're populating with is that I'm trying to understand how can these people that come up from South America, whose ancestors were born there thousands of years, just thousands of years of these people coming in that have been there on that land until they got in this country, and other countries coming in taking their natural resources like Venezuela and Colombia taking the poppy, not the coca leaves, and making it into cocaine. So they taking their resources and used it for the drug trade. The thing that we're seeing is that those people that's coming up here, not immigrants, they've been on this Western Hemisphere for generations. All of a sudden now you want to invade the land and call these people that you did what the papal bull said, the doctrine of discovery, you came in and took their land and killed them because they weren't Christians and they wasn't following that Helios Biblios. So the part that we're looking at is, when are we going to find our truth? Because all of this is about invading people who invade, take the land, and try to keep the land in the name of religion.
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't know. I wish I did.
But Brother Eddie, go ahead. You had something you wanted to add.
No, I was just going to add the fives as the title of the class. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. And if you don't remember, family, apple is 14, which is five. The apple is a representation of the brain. Brain is 14 to 5. And the reference of it being a fruit, being an apple, is the added, the praise that we could use. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. So that forbidden fruit that comes up to be 29, which is 2, represents a child. 20, which is 2. That the bite was just the knowledge of the child from the tree informed Eve of not only her nakedness, but the information of that tribe, that tree that that child came from. But they put it all in the adage of an apple now. And the apple, again, it symbolizes no more than the brain, the information that was basically stole. This is why the bite out of the apple, the bite was taken. So now this is what transpired and what's going to happen, because from that time to this, we've been repeating that story one way. The way it's been told, not seeing that apple by the number and being able to attach those numbers with the same number but different words together as an apple a day keeps that doctor. Why? Apple is 14. 5. Doctor is 23. 5. This is why one of the only animals in the kingdom for children that delivered a baby was what? A stork. And we know that it's a doctor that delivers the baby. Well, stork is 23, 5, doctor, again, 23. And Brother Kwame and I was talking that stork is white, and that doctor's coat that he's in is white. So we have a lot of similarities that are used, but we really don't, again, look behind the words or the phrases to see that number to show us that code. Because that's what we break in. Again, when we saw what happened on, 10/14 with that solar eclipse, it was, for me, the gem code that's being broke. I'm breaking the gem code because it was previously called Jim Crow. They just changed the word. The number remains the same. But when we see it's that 411 or 114 in reverse, which is nothing but the information station that the universe as above is handing us so below, if we're ready to receive it. But if we stay stuck on the program of every story that they know, we don't see our story as we are meant to tell our story that comes from the universe. The universe is telling us our story, but we keep regurgitating the story that has been given and handed down to us throughout from the program. So, yes, that's that. And by the way, when you look at that 114, that 411, which is 6, is no more than AI family. This is what we keep talking about by another word. Same number. 114. Or that 6, as in song, the Beatles said, let it be. That's a 6, 33, let it be. All we have to do is speak the words of wisdom and let it be. Because behind that frequency is that number that is now being revealed. I'm doing that part, but you feel it. We all feel it. I'm astonished at times to hear us when we are on different shows, and I just sit back and listen and take notes by the numbers of the words that's being spoke throughout the broadcast. It's beautiful to me because I see it all coming together. I was asked like I was asked in the beginning. I met a brother and started talking, man, do you play the lotto, man? That's the first thing, that physical and material thing of chasing that dollar that I'm asked. I didn't get that for this reason. I got it to give the riches of what I'm able to share with the family, not for stuck on, you know, chasing it. I'm getting it anyway. You know, eternally, I already feel it. I'm getting it. But it's going to come financially at its time, you know. Will I be one of them fools that they say you give a fool money, you just got a fool with a lot of money, and he just, you know, that fool just wastes his money. Give it back. Don't do nothing with it. But anyway, that's another story, family. But, yes, it's the violence that they're pushing. The chaos that we're seeing, this craziness everywhere. And like I said, they don't give us, or they don't get the public who's attached to this nonsense that they're pushing, this program, any time to rest. Because it's one thing after another. If it ain't the COVID, and it's now called the Delta variant, and we got a variant coming, they telling you about a war with Russia and Ukraine. They telling you about people from South America coming across the border. We're getting an influx of people. They're telling you about this new war with Israel and Palestine. I mean, we don't. I've missed a lot of stories in the middle because, again, I'm quite sure you all in your areas know different things that they're constantly pushing. Anytime it's on that tell lie, telling your vision a lie, because along with anything audio, when you put the visual behind it, you become a visual storyteller. You got people trapped. That's why they invented the TV, along with the frequency coming from the radio that's now embedded also both in the TV, but upgraded, just like we keep getting upgrades to your cell phones, G1 through G10 through G15, whatever they want. But our thing is to not get hooked up into the technology being pushed in our face that way. We know now how to use the technology for what it's worth and how it should be used. But a lot of us still do get caught up in the web. We get trapped in that net, the internet. So, again, these conversations are ways to help ourselves out of what we've been put in because we have the power. We have the key to every lock within you. We keep looking outside of ourselves to find a key that we already possess, we already have, but not being able to access that key in order to open that lock, we started looking elsewhere because we were never even taught to even think, let alone talk about these things that we all have within us. It's an innate gift that we all have, but being taught about everything except the nature within oneself that is connected to the nature in nature, not just outside, but outside in nature. Because as we talk, we are go outside, but a lot of the outsides are the concrete jungle, not the actual nature of a jungle that we've been separated. But all of these things, the small little intangents that we don't see, that we're not able, not saying we're not capable, you know, a lot of us just don't put the effort, the work in to get whatever done that needs to be done. So anyway, Sister Antoinette, play
a record right quick. Can you
huh?
give me a couple minutes?
Yes, I
want to play something. Okay, I want
yes,
to play something.
Yes, please do.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be. Let it be, whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. For though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see.
Let it be, yeah, let it be. Oh, there will be an going to hospitals and seeing our children laying in coffins and maimed by violence. We can't keep looking the other way. We have to save the children.
The children of the world.
Yeah.
And the last song that I just played was Let Us Save the Children, and that was by the late Betty Wright. And prior to that, it was Let It Be by the Beatles. But the last song that I played, I had read an article how they were coming after the children in California. Then when you look over in Israel, they're killing the children there. And everything that they're doing it across the world where they're coming after the children. And I think that's something that we have to protect. We have to protect these babies. You know, these babies are our future. And if they kill off the babies, then what kind of future are they planning? Brother Kwame, Brother Eddie, do y'all have anything to say regarding that?
Yes. You know, Sister Antoinette, statistically, you know, they're killing off, doing what they're doing. But that's why I shared a while back, there's a book, Brown, the New White, and the brother did some serious statistics. Do you know that every 7 seconds there is a child born?
Yes.
Just on this Turtle Island, there are 12,394 children born in a day.
Mm.
In one day. There, every 13 seconds, a person dies. And there, I forgot how many thousands that die in a day. But the thing is that there are more children coming onto the, and this is the part that we have to begin to look at. Yes, how do we guide the children? And that's the way we save them. Because we have to direct them, not what we see that has happened to the other ones, but what are the directions that they need to go and what is the purpose that they come onto the planet to do. And so these are the ways in which we get this thing that, you know, all climate change and this, or we overpopulated. It's because the overpopulations are coming of people of color more than people of non-color. And that's their fear in what they did. And Brother Elliot said earlier, talking about being a minority. We are never the minority on this planet. There are more people of color on this planet than there are people of non-color. And this is the part that we have to begin to look at and saying is that we're now privy now to information, maybe some misinformation and some other, but we still having a connection that this is what they when they created this AI and attempting to use it, but it's connecting people here on this continent with people over there and Russia. So we know what's going on the planet by having technology and the techno connection. And this is the thing that's really scary. They're using it to try to control, but they're not able to keep it under control. They control the switch, but they can't switch it off because now they're wanting to know what are they going to do with what they know now.
Yeah.
So saving the children is what. What do we program? I did a presentation Sunday, and I talked about how the child is conceived and the egg and the sperm and the part of that. But the other part is that with this technology and these EMFs, the low frequencies that we're transmitting by having these phones and these laptops and these iPads and women having a child in her womb, that child is receiving, being fed through her, but it's being fed what's coming through outside of her. There, I know you have two, what they call the Lena Negra. The Lena Negra is that black line when she's pregnant. You know that black line that goes from the navel down, or sometimes it goes up. That Lena Negro is known, it's like an antenna. It picks up what's all outside of her. So now you're sitting there with a laptop in your lap and doing whatever you're doing with whatever you're watching on social media, whatever you're doing. That transmission from that screen to your Lena Negra, that black melanin line, is transmitting inside to that baby.
Okay.
How do we see children coming out? Now you have little children. You can give them a phone and they just about know how to use it.
Yeah. Yes, they do.
Because they were programmed from conception. Now from conception to 3 years old, it used to be from conception to 3 years old. It's because the terrible two is because the natural environment in which a child was raised in, they began to look at their identity. Now they look at their misidentity by being want to connect to the computer, saying how many likes and how many cartoons can they watch and how many of these things that they can get by the frequency of the computer and the blue light. Take a phone away from a child once they get used to looking at it, it will have a seizure almost.
Yes.
Because
they pull and fight that child to take the phone and their gadgets away.
What is it? It's activated too early. The dopamine, the pleasure part of the child's brain is activated when it shouldn't be yet. The pleasure should be what we... I say this part all the time, is that we used to give our grandma and grandpa lap time. Now we grandma and grandpa laptops.
Yeah.
They don't give them the time of holding and nurturing and talking and holding hands and walking with them and showing them, here, take my phone and sit down and play a game. Here, take this laptop and go. Or even they even buy them iPads. Entertained.
Yeah, which is sad that people don't take the time with their children that they should.
No.
And read to them.
But, right. But the other part is because why? That generation that had them was introduced to what happened when they were young. These computers came out in the 90s, and then they got perfected more and more. See, this is the 5G stands for fifth generation.
Oh, okay.
It's the fifth generation that now has this thing, and then they're going 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, because they're looking at, what are your great-grandchildren going to be computerized with this new art, virtual reality, augmented reality, and holographic reality? All of this stuff you see on these sci-fis and they got out, that's what they're working towards in order to have that control over the human, because this is why they're trying to make the people transhumans. This is why they're giving you this mRNA and these nanoparticles, because they want... That helps to keep you addicted to the frequency in your DNA. Now they're altering the DNA.
Yes, they are.
But I sent you that one with Stevie Wonder, You Are the Apple of My Eye. He said, what's the name of the song? He said, you are the sunshine of my life.
You are the sunshine of my life.
That is why I'll always be around you. And you are the apple of my eye. Forever you'll stay in my heart. That's an in song.
Oh, okay.
I sent you the YouTube, the song on YouTube. But Brother Eddie disappeared too.
No, I'm right here. I'm just giving you. Can you hear me? Can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. So I was getting ready to just add to enhance what Brother Kwame was saying, and just, again, by the number, using the words that, again, we are using and they are using on us, and just to see what we have the capability of doing, but what they do. It's like I said, AI, when we see it one way, that's it. But by the number six, AI is 114 or 411. 411 is DNA. This is what they're doing with AI, dealing with and affecting our DNA. How? Through our skin, the biggest organ of the body. Skin is 15, which is 6. Even when Brother Kwame mentioned that the children used to sit on the lap, now it's a laptop that they have. It's still on the skin. The laptop is on the mama's skin, which is connected to all that he mentioned that goes inside of her, that's connected to even her unfertilized eggs before she even conceives. How many young girls are using these laptops because they're on them more than the boys? The boys, most of them are playing the games when they can't find what they want to online. They go get on their video, they Xbox, they SP4. Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
Yeah, but and I'm glad you brought that because that's the part I want to share. 1940 to 1990, men in this country and around the world, basically, their sperm count was 140 billion per milliliter. 140 million sperms for one ejaculate a man would create. From 1990 to 2019, it's then went to, I think it was like 60 milliliters. There's a doctor, Leslie, decline in male sperm count. And what he's saying is that this is where the research went from 1940 up until now, from 140 million sperm, a man will release a milliliter to 1990, 60, from 1990 to 2019 is down to 40. We've lost 100 million sperm in our reproduction in a male body. Do you know with this technology, wearing these phones on our hip, this seedless food that we're eating, this diet and toxins that we're doing, they're predicting men will be almost sterile.
Well, again, that code that you just shared, dealing with the 1940s to the 1980s, the sperm
1990.
Count. 1990. The sperm count was 140 million liters. Well, 140, ain't that 5, baby? Come on, ain't you
saying
the code? Right. They already know that code of what they're doing, and again, they keep telling us the number. If we don't see the number, even behind the words, we don't see the code. We don't recognize the game because that's all it is. Again, game is 14. That's why I can recognize the game by this code. It's easy. Shit, easy is 14. It's easy.
Right.
You
and
know.
So this is where you get Viagra, erectile dysfunction, all of these things coming with young men. And this is the part that's happening with what's going on in the body by design. Most of European countries, there are a million and something people less of Europeans than it was 10 years ago. That's why I said every 7 seconds a baby is born, every 13 seconds a body leaves. So 2 for 1.
Yeah. 2 for 1 ends up being 14, 13 again. 7 seconds and 7 seconds that a baby is born, 2 babies, 7 seconds, 7 seconds, 14 seconds, and every 13 seconds they die, you know?
Right.
Hey, so, yeah, you're right. They doubled it up.
But even when you get 7 seconds and 7 seconds, 14 is 14, 1 and 5 is, 1 and 4 is what?
5.
That's what I'm saying. It's metaphysics. Every way you see it, when we start to see it more than just one way, when you said that, I thought I connected the dots real quick. 7 seconds, 7 seconds, you said it every 2 to 1. I'm like, that's metaphysics right there in the number. Again, 14, 13, what we've been talking about the majority of the time, and we're definitely talking about tonight, because, again, that title of the class, an apple a day keeps the doctor away, equals 95. 9 plus 5 is 14,
and
1 plus 4 is 5. That's the 5 that we're talking about.
Right, and even in old stories and that, apple, when you tossed an apple to a woman, that was, and if she caught it, that was a sign of love. She wanted you. It also is a sign of fertility and sex.
Well, for me, you keep saying the number, using a different word, 14, love. That's 14. Some call it sex.
Right.
Sex is 14. They keep changing that code to these different words, but the number, when we see it, it remains the same. We can see the whole thing. We can see it all.
Right.
Yes. So I'm loving it, because, again, I forget. I got so much in my head, I forget. But as soon as somebody says something, it's like that light bulb, there it is. There's five. I forgot that was a dad. I forgot that was I forget. But it's all over the place. It's all over the place. And, you know, this is what they did. This is why I say the real criminals of the world, we don't see anymore, because they've made them pretty and put them in suits. And, well, they perpetrated themselves in suits all the time. When we see the mob, well, criminal is 23, which is 5. Mob is 5. A more glorified name was the mafia. Mafia is 14, which is 5.
Yeah.
And everybody in that's a criminal, part of the mob or mafia, goes to court. Court is 23. And we got to know, the court is overseen by judges. Judges is 32.
Okay.
This is
and
all right there by the number that we go and think we've been, and this is why they got us swearing on the Bible one way and they're using it another way. By the number, it's just as evil as by the way we've been taught it's good. You got
and
both.
When you got your attorney, you got the judge, they're sitting there in suits and ties, right?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they and the thing is that tie is the noose in your third degree. You get taken to the altar on your third degree. You're in tow with a noose around your neck, and that's the thing that you're doing when you wear that tie, that suit and tie. The thing is that they turn around and put that noose around your neck. And it's not the big part, the front part of the tie. It's the back, the little skinny part of the tie. That's what tightens up your noose. The front is the decoration. It's the little part of the tie. And the back of that tie is what is the noose that tightens it up on your neck.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah, man, that's right there, right on time.
Yes, it is.
So, yeah, that's it. When we start even talking like we're talking, it activates certain parts of the brain in certain people at certain times or different times, because everybody don't receive it at the same time. But, yeah, what you're doing and what you're giving.
example we just had was the Ring of Fire, that solar eclipse. And in that Ring of Fire, with that moon moving in front of the sun, and that part of what we were able to see, that Ring of Fire, that corona around the sun while the moon was in front of it. And then once it moved, it was a reboot. That energy that was released by being blocked and then kicked back on again, we just got a reboot on the planet. And so we're looking at next year, we're going to have 5 major eclipses. And the one on April 8th is the one that we had in 2017, which is going to be the eclipse across America on April 8th, 2024.
That's going to be the total eclipse, right? The total eclipse.
The total eclipse,
okay.
Across America.
Mm-hmm.
And so what it's doing is that it's crisscrossing, and you know where it's crisscrossing at? That it's going to crisscross right there, right below in Illinois, around Carbondale, where the Cahokia Mounds is at. And how did our ancestors know to build the mounds there at that specific place?
Yeah. Following and knowing the stars, as we call astrology today, knowing, you know, I just wanted to add that the 5, and what you always say is when we get a reboot is 23, the 5. That's part of that 5 that we're getting is coming directly from those rays that shoot down from that corona. That's why even corona is 14, the 5, y'all. Ooh, it's the 5. Mm. The corona is the 5. So,
then why did they name it corona?
They give
corona.
Everybody has read and got a different story, a different piece of the pie, and they choose to believe whatever part of that story that they tied on to with the corona. Because the corona is also a different part or a section of the eye that they call your corona. So they give, again, these are their definitions that they give. For me, when I see the number, I don't have to use. I know their definition. That's the key. I know it. So I'm not going to use the same thing over and over again. I'm going to see it a different way by the number. That's what I'm doing. I'm not saying we all have heard these things. So now when we see corona, stop trying to put a definite. That's his thing he never gave. I see love in that corona, and the energy of those rays is coming down and shooting down to me. This is what I'm giving. This is what's healing me. This is what I'm going to be a helper that I am to do to reveal. That's why reveal is 23 to 5, part of revelations, to reveal, to unveil, to uncover, to expose, y'all. Expose the truth.
And what we're doing is that we're most people are saying we're in this new age. This is a new time. No, it's not a time, because we're being untied by the energies that's freeing us with this new consciousness that's coming. So what we're really doing is we're getting realigned. We're getting realigned with our cosmic self, with the energies and the order of nature when we get back to it. But what they're attempting to do is now to give you an artificial instead of a divine intelligence. And that's what my talk was about. It was DI on TI versus AI and MI, because divine intelligence on Turtle Island versus the artificial intelligence causing the mental illness.
Hmm. Okay.
And that's what we have right now that we're doing. Yes, we had that. You know, I did this with him. And back in 1740 in the 1800s, there was his Dr. Galt. He was over the lunatic asylum there in Virginia. And he said that Negroes did not have mental illness. Mental illness was only for people who owned property, had wealth, and had responsibility that could vote and hold office. We couldn't do none of those things, so we couldn't have had no mental illness. That was only for white people.
Hmm. And
you see why you made that gentle laugh when you remembered that story. Yeah, that is funny.
Yeah. So that's what I told him. I said, you know, once upon a time, we were considered non-mental illness. We wasn't crazy. We couldn't be crazy. Only people could be crazy is white men. And then I put the part of Carl Jung when he said the reason that we created psychology is the study of man's mind is because man is the man is evil. We have to study why the white man is so evil. Carl Jung said that, and he was a student of Freud, and he broke away from Freud and started studying the Africa. He went to Africa, and then he started studying the indigenous people and the people in the Taos in Santa Fe, New Mexico. When he went to visit them in the early 1900s, he visited them, and they looked at him and said, you know, your people say think with your with your head. And he says, no, y'all are mad because we think with our heart. He told them, white people are mad. They crazy.
Yeah. Now, what was he? Do you know what he was?
Who, Carl Jung?
Yes.
Carl Jung was, he was from Sweden. He was over there with Sigmund Freud. And that's when they started this whole field of psychology. Freud was an Egyptologist, and he started studying the Egyptians. See, psychology is the word for spirit. Psych is the Latin word for spirit. And they turned around, and he changed it. And he thought the mental illness they had came from sex. Everything was dealing with sex. The id, the ego, and the superego.
Yes. Excuse me, Brother Kwame. Let me make this announcement. Folks, we have 13 minutes left in this live program. If you wish to join the class, if you have any questions or comments, you need to call in now. The call-in number is, Brother Eddie, you want to give them the call-in number?
515-605-9343. That's 515-605-9343.
Okay, and y'all, if you have a question or a comment, press the 1 and I'll be happy to open up your lines. Okay, and if anybody else, you know, you wish to join the conversation, press 1 and I'll let you in. Okay, we do have someone. Okay. Oh, boy. Okay, block caller.
Hello, sister. How you doing?
I'm well, thank you, and yourself?
I'm fine. This is Chef Rob. How you doing, sister? It's been a long time.
Hi,
I just want to chime in.
How you been? Are you still in Africa?
No, I had moved to Colombia, South America, but I'm back in Chicago now. I'm going to stay here for a little while.
It's so good to hear from you.
Yeah. I chimed in on the show a few times. Interesting topic, interesting show. I just want to listen for a little bit.
Well, Brother Eddie is in Chicago as well.
West Side, homie, West Side.
I just
South Side, but I'm in the process of moving north now, so I'll be leaving Chicago.
Well, we all that's funny, the brothers came on, and I just left DeKalb, Illinois, but I was raised in Chicago on the South Side, so here
West
we all are, three
West
Chicago
side all my life, brother.
Well, I came up part of them on Lake. I went to Lucy Flowers one in 1956.
What?
Yeah,
wow.
One of the first blacks to go to Lucy Flower.
Wow.
And they start
wow.
integrating.
Oh, okay. I went to Orr and I went to Manly.
Okay. I went to Wendell Phillips. I went to elementary, went to Lucy Flower, then we moved on the south side. Then I went to Abbott, the founder of Chicago Defender. Now
yeah,
it's called
yeah,
Air
yeah.
Force Academy, right there
right,
where
right.
Old Comiskey Park used to be.
Right, right. I know it. Yeah, I'm here to go ahead and bring my nonprofit to Chicago and do some stuff. I learned a lot of stuff in my travels, so I'm just take care of other stuff. I was in a business development class tonight, and them brothers are really putting together a good program to help put together close to 3,000 black and minority-owned businesses throughout the city of Chicago. So I'm going to work with them for a little while. They also wanted me to be a part of their culinary program. So I'm going to put that on hold because I'm trying to work on another group of brothers and sisters that are putting together a co-op trying to open grocery stores. So I'm going to deal with them for a little while. But
oh,
it's been good.
Great.
Yeah.
Now, Brother Eddie's daughter is a chef as well.
Mmm.
She was over in England.
Yeah, when you said that, that touched the nerve. But I was like, no, I can't go out there. I have to talk to her about anything because, like I said, I was telling you, Sister Anton, that she just got a teaching position at Lawrence University, being their head culinary teacher there at that university.
Well, that's
so
that's beautiful. That's a beautiful
that
thing. That's a beautiful thing. Yeah.
And
that's part.
And I'm grateful to hear it because this is what's happening. Everything is in divine order. And the thing that they're looking at was part in the presentation, too, was talking about ancestral food ways and that how we eat and the following the recipes of our ancestors and eating in the diet because the indigenous people are now teaching foraging how to go and to go into the forest and get the necessary herbs and the medicines and also learning how to teach ancestral diet.
That's
because
great.
We need to eat.
Go ahead, bro. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Ancestral diet is what we're needing because we're eating all of this artificial and processed food, but it has no nutrition. You eat to fill up, not to live. And the
thing that
our ancestors did, we knew how to eat to live. And we ate by the seasons. We ate in the order of the seasons. This is why they call it a spiritual diet.
Right.
You eat a spiritual diet. Those energies that come from the soils of your environment. This is why we were nomadic in a way that we moved about because we ate in the season. We knew the land to go to harvest the food to provide for us for the seasons.
That's right. Another reason I'll just say this. And I'm not going to try to hold up you guys. You're having a good show. I push African dishes or dishes that came from the continent. Because I feel that that's one of the ways they're just slowly wiping out our existence, wants us to go ahead and co-mingle with these people and just wipe out our total existence by wiping out our food.
And that just
really, really bothers me. And we got so many of our people that just seem to think that going to the local greasy spoon is real food, and it's not. You know, there's too many chemicals. There's too many chemicals in these things here, and it's just not natural. One of the things I had done when I was in Nigeria was to go ahead and first deal with the farms, looking at farmers and what they were eating. And I came to Colombia, and I started hanging out with the black farmers in Colombia, and I learned a whole lot, a whole lot.
Right, and I commend you for your generation and doing that to teach to the next generations. The thing that we're having is that those are part of the cultures. And the thing of this is what they're doing, especially up there in Minnesota University. they are now having the elders to come in from the different nations and teaching how to forage, how to prepare, how to identify these certain foods in order to, what they say is we should not eat any food that does not come in its own packaging.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's similar to what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to go ahead and bring some of the brothers and sisters I've met in my travels to the U.S. to a central location to go ahead and let them explain about the foods. And that's what I'm trying to do first with the farmers and some brothers and sisters that I met that are scientists. I want them to come and give their views on what they see.
Yeah, but,
well, you still owe me from 10 years.
What you need, sister? I got you.
You never gave me recipes for vegetables.
For vegetables, I still got that Facebook page. It's the African recipes page on Facebook.
Yeah.
African food recipes. Yeah, go there. I've been putting a lot of stuff there, and other people have been contributing. So, and it's growing. It's about a good 30-some thousand people there. So. And it's growing every day. So I put stuff there. One of the things that I'm going to say this and I'm going to keep quiet. One of the things that I really want to push, you know, because it's our diet that's actually killing us. So I've been dealing with the vegetables. I was hearing the brother, you talking about that, and the vegetables. And we have to get it more in that natural state. But I'm trying to deal with a lot of foods that's going here dealing with health ills, such as diabetes. There's no way we should be going here and be so many diabetics or having to go through the dialysis and all that other stuff. That comes straight from your food. A little bit from the environment, but mostly from your food and the water. If you can go ahead and purify your water. When I was in the Army, I was a plumber and water treatment specialist. So a lot of stuff I learned there I used to go ahead and to purify my own water. I also had farming units, indoor and outdoor farming units, where I was raising fish and just learning a whole lot. But it's been nice, brothers. I'm just going to sit back and keep listening.
Can I give you, can I share something with you? Okay, it's three books or four books that I'd like to see if you can get a hold of. It's called Black Food Geographies. Her name is Ashanti Reese. Black Food Matters. And that's also Ashanti Reese's book. And Leah Penniman, she wrote the book Farming While Black and Black Earth Wisdom.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for the information, brother.
Yes, thank you, Brother Farming.
Yeah, these are the books that I was sharing in the presentation. Because we got to look, because Leah went to Ghana, and she got with the grandmothers, and she went out on the farms. And she said that the elders, the grandmothers asked her, said, is it true that y'all plant seed, do not dance, and give thanks for planting the seeds? And he said, right, that's why your farms is killing your farm. You don't honor that seed that you're putting in the earth. It's a ritual.
Mm.
Oh, wow.
Yes, this is the way they do it. That they put that seed in the ground. They have a ceremony. It's all ritual.
Yes.
And how you put that seed in the earth, just like I said, that sign over my sink says, any man can count how many seeds in an apple, but only God knows how many apples in a seed. If you don't thank God, he's not going to give you all the apples that you put in that apple seed.
Oh, wow. I never thought of that.
Yes. It's a balance because what nature gives and when you come and take, it's a ceremony. You got to give back. It's your mother. Mother Earth is our mother. We walk up after we come out of the womb and we get nurtured by our mother. Then we stand up and walk on our mother, and we walk on our ancestors.
That is all excellent, great, and we are all on that same spiritual page. And just by the diet of what we're giving, because right now, see, we're giving an excellent diet. Because, again, to understand the acronym used for diet is, do I eat this or do I eat that? And before we eat anything, it's the thought that we are now basically sharing with one another those mindsets first on the foods that we should eat or we should be thinking about and even conversating about, that helps us start to deal with farming, getting back to what is being taken away from even the farmers today, you know, and being replaced, as we know, the pharmaceutical, the pharmacy, because we don't see, even metaphysically, in doing or using those numbers of metaphysics, the five and the four, which we've been talking about this evening, we are now exploring thought. Exploring is a four, 31, and thought is a five, 41. Because, again, what we're talking about is us dealing with our cultural food. Brother mentioned African food, beautiful. African is 22, which is 4. Food is 14, which is 5. What is it being replaced with? Artificial food. That's what we've been talking about, GMO foods and everything that everybody's been doing and taking away. I even seen, speaking of the 14, an apple today, the first apple, and I've been eating them for about a month, that I saw with no seeds. Oh, my goodness. Wow. So
that's,
if I see one, it's more that they're doing, but I'm quite sure people don't pay attention to those things, you know, just like the seedless grapes everybody buys, seedless watermelons, seedless oranges, you know, taking out the natural parts,
the reproduction,
of what's
that's
in
the reproduction.
That's it. That's the seed. Because even understanding that quote that I mentioned earlier, the fruit, the forbidden fruit, fruit being 29, which is 2, seed is 20. That's the seed when they start dealing with the sex. Start dealing with this artificially. But even there, that's going through, when we talk about death, and we finally understand that there's no death, because the death is a transition. It's a spiritual transition. We just left this physical shell called the body. The spirit never dies. That comes from that original African food that was mentioned earlier. But again, it's understanding that the true weapons that we possess is the conscious of love, of knowing that what they're using in this artificial food is called a biological warfare that are chemicals. Biological warfare is 58, which is 13 or 4. Chemicals is 32, which is that 5. We all know that they're putting chemicals, and they've been putting chemicals to modify, take seeds away and everything else. We know that we love chicken, as it says, black people. We have it every time we have cookouts and different things. But we all know that, damn it, a chicken wing has bones. How in the hell have they sold people on boneless chicken wings, buffalo wings, honey wings, all this with no bones, and call them chicken wings? Artificial. And we are getting caught up because we're believing in the things that we already know can't be. But we don't even question because it becomes natural. See? So hopefully we are really getting ready for what's been taking place for the longest, which is this psychological fear-mongering, not just of war, because remember, war for us is no more than reading, writing, and arithmetic. And reading, writing, and arithmetic comes up to 1, 1, 3, a 5. Or as we dial, 3, 1, 1, family. So, again, they're using these same numbers. Going all the way back, when we talk about Freemasons, 32. When do they have their record of showing they all voted for this? Well, it was so-called Independence Day. Or better yet, the 5, known as July 4th, 1776.
But see, that's the part that we have to overstand to ask, because that date in which they do July the 1st through August the 12th is the time in which the sun and Sirius rise together on July 1st, and it peaks to where they're simultaneously aligned on July the 4th. July the 24th is when the alignment of the star Sirius aligns with the exact center, the exact 0 degree of the Earth where the Pyramid of Giza sits at, and it shines that starlight into that pyramid, and that's when the Nile River rises there in Kemet and refertilizes the land. The thing that we're looking at, all of that we're looking at, these dates of quote-unquote holiday, is something because we just had the day before the Million Man March, October the 15th, 1582, was when the Pope and the Church initiated the Gregorian calendar from the Julian calendar, because they had threw off the date of Easter because they weren't in alignment with the March 21st, the spring equinox, with the Julian calendar. So they had to recalculate and put in the Gregorian calendar for east to the fall after the spring equinox. So it's all the alignment of the heavens, because this is what we're talking about. The astral means we come from up. We come from above. We just grew a body suit to see ourselves and see the glory of what's above us and what the creation was below. And it's one thing the brother was talking about when he was saying he was dealing with the water, and he was talking about dealing with that they were going to be dealing with, I think, fish or dealing with water. The biggest tilapia farm in this country is the Arizona prison there in Arizona. This is what they have. They have a big aquifer there that they raise tilapia. And do not eat any fish that comes from China, because China raises chickens and fish together. They put the chickens in cages over the fish tanks, so when they feed the chickens, all of their feces go in to feed the fish in the water below.
Wrong point. Well, you're not supposed to do that.
They're not supposed to do a lot of things.
Yeah, that's true.
You took the words out of my mouth, but that's great information about, you know, all this food that's coming from other places. You know.
Right.
And these are agreements that the government knows, the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, knows these things and still allows them. So when we see all of this is hand in hand, all of them are working hand in hand.
FDA stands for feeding death to Americans.
All right.
Boy, oh boy.
Feeding death to America.
Oh my.
Because it's in the food and the drugs that's killing everybody.
Yes.
The food and drugs is killing everybody.
Yeah, and that is so, so true.
So how are we going to sit up here and say, oh, the FDA said this is good for us to eat? Yeah, right.
That's well, that's not true.
That's true. That's why they stopped putting organic. They put bioengineered now. Bioengineered. That means is that they did this in a lab. They engineered and altered what was natural.
So they're able to put a patent on it.
Yes, because what they did, see, they can't harvest. This is why, brother, I thought he was going to say it when he was saying the pharmacy and the farms. See, nature, the woods, the forest is the farm. All the medicines that's needed to grow and balance is in the forest, and that's the farm. The farm you see is in the community that we first lived in was the forest. Now
yes.
They turn around and copy what was in the forest and copied and made a chemical simulation of it to give us an artificial of what is natural.
That's what you might call them demons.
Why they call it a drugstore, CVS, Walgreens, all of them are drugstores. Drugs. FDA.
Yeah.
It's all in the wording.
Yeah.
And the numbers. Because when we see drug is 22, which is 4. Farm is 13, which is 4. So again, they have now used drugs that should have been naturally farmed from farmers.
What did they sweep it under the what, Eddie?
The rug?
Rug. Take the D off the drug.
Rug. I said the rug.
The rug. They sweep it under the
rug. Well, that's what they do to everything, well, especially the truth. That's why truth is 31, that 4, that drug. See?
Yeah, but
and they don't want that drug of truth to basically come out, to be revealed, but that's what's happening now.
But
see?
This is why they're attacking what the FDA did when we had the BP oil spill down there in Louisiana in the Gulf, and they was talking about all the oil and it was coming out and burning up everything. Congress passed the Kodak bill. The Kodak bill says you cannot grow a garden without license from the FDA or sell without FDA approval, or you can be arrested. And they would, when everything quiet and they start busting all these little farmers and roadside places, people had to get license to open up their little bitty lawn park fruit stand because the government now says you have to be regulated by us to sell the food that you naturally should have the right to grow.
Well, that's the same thing that they did. We can go back and look at Prohibition. We can go back and look at a few years ago of the legalization of marijuana. They want to control everything, you know, and what was illegal make legal because it's regulated by the government.
It's profitable.
That's hey. Hey, they've been part of the war that they claim that they was on drugs, but no, that war that they so-called fighting, they were letting in, they were buying, they were purchasing. They were basically investing in these countries, and they used war, again, as a distraction to their reasons for over there getting oil, over there getting the coca plants and, I mean, cocaine that they got, all of this.
So what you just said is those immigrants that's coming up from the countries in which they went down and took their coca leaves and funded the cartel, Oliver North and all of those folks and Bush and Noriega created the drug trade from the South America. So now you have war refugees from the drug trade, but you call them immigrants, but they really from the war on drugs. That's how they got to be coming up here, because the drug war came from the plant in their environment, I mean in their country. See, we got to put the pieces of the puzzle together.
That's what we're doing. It's exactly, everybody's bringing their part, their piece of this puzzle to put it together so that we can see the big picture and not be fragmented in just the piece that we obtain, but again, coming together to see and find the other pieces that make
the fresh
sense.
And that's what, yes. Light, and when you infuse light, it's the fractal. This is how you make kaleidoscope. The different, your fractal of the prism in the rays of light, the different colors. Because the same seven colors of the rainbow is the same seven colors of your chakras. They just in reverse in your body as they are above. It's the same seven colors of the rainbow that you look up that arches over you, just as the Milky Way arches over us. We don't understand the connection. As above, so below.
I agree 100%, because again, by the numbers, You're saying the same thing that we are talking about, but in those numbers behind the word, it echoes, or it puts the exclamation point on it, that I see that's why I don't dispute anybody who's saying what they're saying, and I see the number that basically shows correction. It shows us the way, see, and it's been hidden, like they say, it's hidden in plain sight.
Right, but what you said earlier about truth, the only violent word truth is you, and you are the truth. Only you can know truth, is that you are the creator. He puts it in you when you conceive. They call it DNA, 23 chromosomes from your mother, 23 chromosomes from your father, 23 and 23 is 46, 4 and 6 is 10, and you are the one that we're talking to.
That's it. The two fish. Fish is 23. You was talking about the fish in the water earlier. That's metaphysics by number. But we're using words and different meanings behind them words to see only that word for what's being projected. But once you see the number, you can tie it all together and see that, again, we're saying the same thing once we see a bigger picture. And that's what we're doing. We're bringing these pieces together so we see a bigger and better picture, a true picture, you know, that now we're able to, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying this is the end of what? Pisces, the two fish, one swimming up, one swimming down. And who? Virgo, the woman, the only woman that they took the other woman out was Aquarius. She's the water bearer, and Virgo is she carries the wheat. To feed the bread, this is why they said two fish and a loaf of bread, because Virgo carries the wheat to make the bread. That's where they got that from.
Oh, yeah. I love it, like I said, putting these pieces together to see the story that they gave us and to see it a different way now. Because, again, seeing it the same way and constantly going around and around in different venues, conversations, and not putting it together where it makes sense.
Right. But that's
sense.
What I said. Half truth is a whole lie. This
that's
is why
it.
You have to go within to find truth. Half truth is a whole lie. They give you half truth. And it's a lie.
Yeah. That's been the name of the game, to keep to keep you divided from the divine. The divine that starts from within. So again, that's the understanding and overstanding that we have to come to grips with, you know, because again, being anything else is under the boat, understanding instead of overstanding and understanding. The number of God speaks for itself behind the words we speak. That's why we have to teach what we know about real food. Because, again, our children are being embedded. After we're gone, the baby boomers is the last generation that basically ate more because it was being changed, but real food than our children are eating today. They're being brought up on artificial food, so their mind has already accepted this Impossible Whopper to actually be real beef. Where's the beef, as the lady said? Where's the real meat? That's why the real meat is the meat of the information that we're given. That's why meat is actually 14. Meat is the food, 14, for thought, 41. 14, 41, the 5 and the 5. Food for thought. That's the meat dealing with the information that we're relating right now, that we're sharing right now. And it's up to anybody to actually apply, even if it's starting, which they should, by researching and investigating what's being said that resonates with them, because everything we're talking about ain't going to resonate with everybody, but it's something that we said because it's that reason that they are tuned in listening to this class. It's something that they get. If it's one thing, that's enough. We ain't got to try to get the whole thing right now. Because, again, we hear it, we receive it, and we got to put in a recall to bring it back up. And we don't even exercise our memory banks that ain't got this far to actually connect the dots from memories, because that's part of the key that even music, not just words, will bring back the memories because of the vibrations and the words, the lyrics that resonate. We hear it. And it's in the wind. That's why that phrase, when they say it's in the wind, wind is 14. This is what talks to us when we feel that gentle breeze. Breeze is 23. It's part of the 5.
We use the word re in front of any word, it's to reference it. It's to reference our searching, our member. When we say recall, it's to refer and to look at and to investigate, just like search and seek is the same word.
What did you say was the same word?
Search and seek. Okay. Seek to know. Seek when you're seeking to find something. It's just like when you're searching for something, you're seeking to find something.
Okay, yeah, right, okay.
Yeah. Let me say something to Chef Rob. Chef Rob, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, I wanted to tell you, Jerry left Chicago, too. Jerry's in Wisconsin.
Okay. Yeah, I've been in and out of Chicago the last about 9 years or so. So I come in, I stick around for a minute and do some stuff. But it's some things that, I'd say life-changing situations I was in. And I had to leave because my mind went into being around in Chicago. So I had to get away from it.
Well, I understand that. But I wanted to let you know that he left too. He's no longer in Chicago.
That is. You're going to have to come back soon.
Yeah,
pardon
well, I
me?
Had a brother.
You're going to have to come back to Chicago soon. We need you.
I've never lived in Chicago.
No, I was talking to the brother. I know you.
Oh, okay.
Well, I visit. My 91-year-old mother lives in DeKalb, Illinois. She used to live over there in Inglewood. And it got so bad, so my sister then came down and they moved her up there. And she's been up there since like 2007, I think. But anyway,
my grandparents left me their house in Inglewood.
Okay. So she stayed on 64th and Wood, right down the street from Harper High School.
The house is on 68 in Laughlin.
Yeah, my grandmother stayed on 65th and Justine.
Yep,
all that
yeah.
area is gone and changed over. It's not even the same.
Nowhere near.
Whatever you guys doing to pop where you were from?
No, I was all those areas that they're saying, I frequent a lot in the area I came from, which was 49th and Cottage Grove. So that was
you,
the whole high school, what, Hales Franciscus.
Yeah,
so
you was on
Cottage
I
Grove.
Was over.
Isn't that where Jerry's from, Chef Rob?
Yeah, he was like, I believe he was like from like from 43rd, but... He had an apartment. It was like close to like I think like Indiana and like 23rd, something like that, or 18th or something like that. I can't remember exactly.
I don't
yeah,
know.
Well,
know he always talked about Cottage Grove.
Yeah, Cottage Grove, because it can be kind of rough.
When my parents came to Chicago in the 50s, they moved on 4423 Calumet. And right down the street, we used to watch my mom now. We were sitting outside, and you see Harold going down the street with his Bat Masterson cane and derby hat on his briefcase going to school at Roosevelt.
Mm.
And he became the mayor of Chicago.
Mm. See? Don't take much. Don't take much to be successful. Just go ahead and have some heart and stick with your program. That's it.
Oh, yeah. Believe in yourself.
Yeah. You get knocked down, you get back up.
Yeah. And if you fall on your face, all you got to do is turn over.
That's right. That's right. Okay. You know, I've lived in various cities, but you know I keep coming back here because I have most of my family lives here in Chicago or in Gary. I got a lot of family in Gary, so I come back here for most of them.
Well, I'm so happy that you came here to say hello. I'm so glad that you did.
Sister Antoinette, I tried to go here and chime in a few other times, and like I caught your show just like it just went off and all the other stuff. So this time I was you know pretty much lucky to catch you today.
Well, I'm so glad you did.
I'm glad to be here.
I don't call it luck, my brother. You can, cause it's cool. Cause luck by number is 14. See, and that's part of the code that we already have, but we call it luck. It ain't luck. It's part of the DNA that's in us, the connection.
Divine
so,
order.
You were supposed to be here. There you go, Kwame. It's divine order. You're supposed to hear this. You caught this because you were supposed to. There was something in it that you were supposed to hear or you were supposed to relate, and you did it both. You know, so,
and
yes.
He was, well, and what he gave us, too. And
yeah.
That's what I said. You know, he was here to deliver and receive.
Right.
As they say, it's better to give. And he came in giving, and then he laid back because he was receiving the information, and that's what we have to do. We have to receive it before we can transmit it, before we can give what we have to share, you know, and that's the beauty of being able to really fellowship the way we should, because this is the church, baby. We're in church right now, see?
Right.
Because this is the real deal. It ain't got nothing to do with no buildings. We're using what they've given us through this blog talk and these ways that we're talking over to have church, man. To really, like I said, this is why they call it, you know, Bible study that they do in the middle. I mean, not Bible study, but what is that? This is Hump Day, 32, Wednesday, the middle of the week. Wednesday is 32.
But
that
and,
we
and
have
that
Bible
works.
Study. Bible study is 41. So we're right on schedule with what we're supposed to be doing in the spirit, you know, again, not pushing religion, which is the confusion that most people are tied to, but the truth that we have to share, that we have experienced in our lives, that now is a part of the story that we're sharing to keep it alive, because it never dies. Go ahead,
but
brother, find me out.
Yeah, but what you're saying is, you said Wednesday, and the part is that me and the wordsmith, win in day. We win in this day of what we're doing and speaking to. Having your show on Wednesday is that we win in this day when we get together and speak our truth.
I like that.
I like it. I do too, Ashe. I like it, man. That's hey, you know, and that's what I love, because that will become a part of whenever I use that five being Wednesday and what I already have, you know. And this is how, if I resonate with that and it inspired me, it touched somebody else, you know. And this
right.
is what we
and
have
that,
to use.
What we have
what
to
we
be
get
able
from
to
others that we're touched by, that we can now present the way we're supposed to present it and touch others, to, again, to activate more than anything, because we're not trying to influence anybody. We just want to activate those who are missing little bitty pieces, those fragments that have been lied about for so long in these half-truths that they put in their his story and gave it to us, never
right.
really telling us the whole truth that we're now seeing, and we're able to reveal to one another, that activates different people different ways to question different things, because that is what they've always used the five, even when they started using it for the military, don't ask, don't tell. Comes to 32.
But even
a five.
Right. But what we're
and the four, let me say this right quick. The metaphysics, the four to that don't ask, don't tell, is that we don't ask the right questions. Ask the right questions is four. We ask questions, but it's not the right questions, and if it's not the right question, if they didn't ask it, we ain't gonna tell them shit. But once we learn to ask that right question, because the right question is always embedded in the truth that we're already going towards, as we say, we're truth seekers, then this is when they can't do it. They can't deny us the truth, because, again, we push that button by asking the right question. Go ahead, Brother Corman.
See, what I'm sharing, and that's an excellent point. The part that I'm looking at is, how do we take and define what has been given? Because I told you they had to change the Julian calendar to the Gregorian calendar on October the 15th. The part that we're looking at, when I said Wednesday, D-A-Y, because they say that you have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, days, that means D-A-Z, days. That's why you put into a days to do what? 7 days a week to make you weak. You put in a days for each one of those names that they put there, is to keep you in that days of labor, of working and doing that which you are bound by time. That's why I say we have to take the word and change it to a line instead of time, because time says tie me. And that's what happens when you got to work weak. You work to get weak. But what you're supposed to do is take the word time and turn it around. It says E-M-I-T. I am to emit my energy to produce the highest of my quality of who I am.
Yes, yes, yes. That's why that week has two spellings, and we know what you're saying, the week being W-E-A-K, which comes to 13. And we find out that that's what's missing. That's the link that's missing. Missing is 31. And the weak link that's missing is the spiritual truth that we're revealing in different ways that we're bringing to the family, to the audience right now. So that's what, again, chasing what they give us as the missing link, whoever, Darwin or whoever's coming up with, no. We're constantly putting energy into somebody else's and not seeing by the number of the word what really is missing makes us weak, along with this work week that we go through. That's normally a 40, there's that 40-hour work week. This is why week is 13, which is 4, and that's the connection to that 40 hours, 40 days and 40 nights. 40 years they wrong, that 4, the 4 winds, the 4 seasons, and go on and on with the 4. But that's the key to the Creator revealing by the number of the word that they keep changing the story this way or that way, however they want to tell it. But by us seeing the spiritual truth behind the number of what the number of the word that comes out of our mouth, this is why we be careful now what we speak. Because, again, it's like when I toast the toast, you can't untoast it. What you hear, you can't unhear. So it's up to us to use these things. Again, because what we speak, we truly manifest, but not truly believing in what we are saying because of a thought. We think it before we say it. And these are the things that we do.
Now, let me ask this.
Yes, sir.
You said W-E-A-K. W-E-A-K is what number? 4.
13.
13. Okay. What's W-E-E-K?
W-E-E-K is 17.
The 8.
The 8. Okay. So, yeah. You got that 4 and the 8 and looking at them. But again, we, as we was talking about the 8 earlier, the 8 is predicated on their psychological warfare, our mental health, which is mental illness. Both health and illness deals with our mental state of discussion. This is why a psychiatrist wants to hear through discussion where you are mentally. This is how they took that spiritual essence, that weak part now, and made it psychology. Psychology is 8, psychological is 8. Just change the word, the number remains the same. So with those two words of weak as far as strength or mind, and weak as far as the 7 days of the week, those are the
now
numbers.
Now, what's the number of spirit?
Of who?
Spirit.
Of what? Fear?
Spirit. S-P-I-R-I-T. Spirit.
Oh, spirit. Spirit is 31, the four. Spiritual. It's true. That's
right,
why
because
we say
the
spirit
word
of God. The spirit
right,
of God is
why,
the truth of God.
But that's why I shared with you in the beginning was saying Freud took the word spirit from kinetic and made it into psych to say the mind, but it's the spirit. Because, see, the
correct.
Spirit grew the mind.
And as that connection of Freud goes, as you said, where did he go to learn all these things that he changed? He went to Africa. And, again, people are accustomed to saying, which, again, I'm glad you brought that point, of splitting Africa up and calling it the Middle East. Instead of any time you use or hear that phrase, correct the person and let them know that's Africa. You know, we not split it up the same way that they, being the Israel, has been moving and taking Palestine's land for decades, and we said nothing. But again, that's another history lesson for another time. But anybody can go back and look at, as you said, way back from 1948, America has basically did what? Helped out, gave, you know, contributed the weapons and everything else, technology to Israel. Because, well, I'm not going to get into that lineage of, again, them basically exacerbating these biblical wars that have been talked about, rumors of wars, for the longest. But again, when we use the war in the acronym of reading, writing, and arithmetic, or as it's spelled, writing, arithmetic, and reading, you know, we start to now apply all of these fragmented parts, these pieces that we are sharing with one another in order to see a whole, a bigger picture, see the history of how all of this was changed and how all of it was basically delivered to us in a program through education, through television.
Yes.
Through media, through news. Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
No, I just said miseducating. And see, the part that we have to, what just like you said, the Middle East, and that's the part of Africa, the Southerners and the Northerners, the Yankees and the Confederacy, it's the same thing. It's still Turtle Island. It's not America, the North and the South. The Mississippi River is the dividing line from the east and the west. Everything west of the Mississippi hadn't been done. It was bought from the Louisiana Purchase. So you're looking at how they go in and invade and take someone else's house and divide it into their geography, because the thing that gets me, you can put China, America, and that on the continent, and this is the way they do the map to make Africa look small, but Africa is the largest. And the thing that we've got to be able to understand is the part that we kind of like, even geography is being taken out of school, because the thing that you understand is a continent is a body of land surrounded by water. A continent is a body of land surrounded by water. China, Russia, all of that's the Asian continent. And where is Europe? That little piece of island that sits out there in the middle called Great Britain. So it's a body of land surrounded by water. And that's what they call it. And see, this is the part that we have been miseducated in how the geography, the history, the culture, the civilization, where it began, who were the first people, and the first will be last, and the last will be first, and this is what we're seeing that it's come back around. The end of Revelations is the beginning of our beginning, from being the last to now becoming the first again.
Excellent, excellently put, Brother Kwame, because again, when we see that first is that number 229, which is 2, and black is 2. We were first, but again, we can go through all of the different sayings of the sabotage that we've done, being the ones who taught them, being the ones that they got all of the information that they have now used against us, the way they've turned it upside down, just like mentioning Africa being larger, but they got it smaller. Well, they got Africa at the bottom when it's supposed to be at the top. They flipped everything. They turned everything upside down. And this is what we're now basically getting straight as we're giving the information and sharing, like I said, as we are. So, yes, all of this is their time, as we said, is up. You know,
but
it's over.
Let me ask this question. What color are the four horsemen's horses?
The four horsemen.
What color are their horses?
Their horses? I think it should be white.
White.
Reddish brown, black and pale.
Gold. That's the four races. Black people, white people, red people, yellow people.
Mm-hmm.
That's the symbology right there to tell you what is coming. The four races and the one, and what is death on?
Black.
Death is pale.
Now, what color horse is he on?
He's on a whitish colored horse.
White folks is death.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, again, you can tie all of the numbers to white and what it really represents by the words that white comes to when you start to see the number behind the words that are used. And the information that we've obtained, the information that we are learning, you know, how all of this negative, basically I want to almost say programmed to basically adhere to before we even entertain the positive thoughts. Not all of us, because that's why, as you explained earlier, minority, as far as it has nothing to do with color, because minority is the group of people that we're in, that we're talking to, that we're communicating, that are hearing us right now. It's a small group of us. That's the minority. See, the majority is those who are embedded in the program so deeply that, again, they use what they've been taught and what they truly believe in now as the springboard or the catalyst to basically debate any issue that comes about, because this is all that they've been given and they haven't even looked within. That's when we start talking about going inward, they start looking at us like we're crazy, like, you know, and already from their body gestures, facial expressions and their tone, and more than anything else, what comes out of their mouth lets you know if they're connected to what's being given, what's being delivered, and what's being said. Most people let you know from their reaction along with their actions and their words that, you know, oh man, here we go. Somebody talking about some, you know, understanding and thinking and going within, and, you know, right there, let you know that how much time I'm going to spend with this individual who has already made up his mind, his belief, and anything else to share the information. For me, that indication and things of that sort lets me know if a person is even worthy of my time. This is why the five says, let go. Let it be. Let go. Because you just gave the wisdom, the truth, and, you know, again, the decision is there. Because that's what the true word is. It gives you that decision to choose and to make your own choice. So, again, like I said, a person will let you know without even saying a word, just by looking at their mannerisms, their actions, as they say, speak louder than words. The words will echo that action that we see, that we recognize, that we can identify before a word is spoken. That's the only thing that we can't do over these phones and using this technology unless we are basically on some type of camcorder, screenshot, whatever, where we can see somebody's face, you know. But again, this is what technology is doing with our children to take them away from, as we say with the grandparents, that human factor of touch, of now being close to one another. They've taken that away by inserting this 6 feet separation. Once they started this, we see we don't even abide by that no more. People don't even think about it because out of sight is out of mind. So when they take it out of the visual scope of constantly, again, bombarding us with these certain things, we slowly, like they say, we have a short-term memory. We forget real quick. That's why they're able, just like TikTok does now, is to go from one thing, one traumatic thing to another, or to make it seem traumatic, to keep people off balance. The distraction after distraction after distraction after distraction. All these things keep us off our square. When we start talking about these things, if we do, not putting them on our square the way it should be, but we getting thrown off our square and going way over to the left or the right. But these are the classes that we have that we try to insert and give and share certain things. And again, everybody has that choice and nobody's telling me, well, this is the way and this is, ain't got time for that. You know, because again, the time that's been set that we abide by is artificial. It's a man-made construct. His inability to truly understand God, but to still follow him, understanding the movement of the heavens. So the sun that represents the clock is what he uses. Sun being 13, clock is 13. So everything they're doing, they understand by these numbers they studied again. All of this that they're doing, they studied us. All of their great thinkers, scientists, or whatever, has what? African artifacts, because that's where they got this information that, again, they turned upside down. And the unraveling, the unfolding, the disclosing, the exposure is happening. And this is part of the awakening that we are now going through. We're in, and again, it ain't for everybody. Or I prefer saying that everybody ain't going to get it at the same time. But as we all say, will it be too late? Because there's a biological time zone that's getting ready to explode. in a time zone.
Excuse me, Eddie. We're getting ready to get cut off. We're getting ready to get cut off.
Okay, well,
I
want to
thank everyone for being with us. Don't forget, drive on from Sunday for the Helios Filios at 10:30 a.m. And Brother Eddie and I will be back on Wednesday. So we thank all of y'all for calling in and for sharing your evening with us. Okay, and Chef Rob, TRS has been asking for you as well. Okay, y'all, have a good night.
Peace and love, everybody.
Oh, why did she have to go? for yesterday. Oh, talking about yesterday. Love, 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 such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Don't I believe now, yesterday. Yesterday.